It's January 13th, 2020, and this is Markets Daily from CoinDesk. I'm Anna B. Levine, podcast editor, along with senior markets reporter Brad Cowan, here to give you the most important news and insight on the crypto industry today.
Bitcoin price currently around $8,100, off just a touch today, down about 1% from yesterday's closing price, but largely holding its gains after that big rally we saw last week. CoinDesk's Omkar Godbole reports that last week's 11% price jump represented the biggest one-week gain since October. For the past 7 days or so, Bitcoin has been trading in a pretty tight range between about $7,700 and $8,200.
In related market news, the Chicago-based futures exchange CME plans to debut its new options trading on Bitcoin today. The Chicago Exchange has by far the dominant regulated futures contract for Bitcoin after becoming one of the first U.S. exchanges to offer one in late 2017. Bitcoin options have already become a competitive product, with rival Intercontinental Exchange starting options trading in December.
Meanwhile, in Japan, regulators are looking to crack down on what they see as excessive leverage in crypto markets. The country's top financial regulator will impose a new rule setting a maximum of 2x leverage, or half of what the country's financial industry has already adopted voluntarily. Leverage of 2x means you can theoretically put down $1 of your own money, but still be able to trade $2 worth of Bitcoin or some other cryptocurrency. The leverage limits are seen as quite draconian by the Wild West standards of mostly unregulated offshore crypto exchanges, where it's not uncommon to see leverage of 100x or even 125x.
In U.S. regulatory news, the Securities and Exchange Commission is seeking more than $16 million in penalties from the crypto startup ICO Box, accusing the Cayman Islands-based company of selling its ICOS tokens to investors without a registration. The amount was detailed in a new filing from the SEC, which originally brought charges in September. ICO Box raised about $15 million from 2,000 accredited investors in 2017. And according to the SEC, it also acted as an unregistered securities broker by facilitating 30 token sales that collectively raised $650 million.
And despite a U.S. regulatory stance towards cryptocurrencies that many observers would describe as skeptical or lukewarm at best, the U.S. Treasury Department is reportedly moving forward with the use of blockchain technology for tracking federal grants.
China is reportedly one step closer to the launch of its digital yuan. CoinDesk's David Pan reports that the country's central bank released a statement in Chinese late last week saying that the top-level design, setting industry standards, developing potential functions, and integration testing were almost complete. The bank didn't say exactly when the project would go live, but it did say that China's new digital currency would be better than Facebook's Libra in terms of major technical features, such as the ability to process transactions offline on mobile phones. The country also reiterated that the digital yuan is intended to promote the internationalization of the Chinese currency, since it can be used in cross-border payments without going through banking intermediaries that charge a fee and take more time to process these transactions.
And there's another management change at the crypto exchange LedgerX that the company's investors hope will move it past a recent period of instability. LedgerX parent company, Ledger Holdings, said Friday that former chief technology officer Zach Dexter, who left in May 2019 to join another startup, will return as CEO. The announcement comes after the husband-wife team of CEO Paul Chow and chief operating officer Jethika Chow were suspended last month with no explanation. CoinDesk has reported that at least one director and investor withdrew his funds from the exchange, writing in a letter to the Office of the Inspector General of the U.S. Commodity Futures Trading Commission that the company has been in disarray since their departure. In a statement, Ledger Holdings said that it had also raised an undisclosed amount of new financing, which it described as significant enough to help the exchange, quote, move forward into this next phase of our business.
And now for today's spotlight, we're looking at the latest update for Ethereum Classic, which somehow manages to survive even as its much larger ancestor attracts far more attention from application developers.
That's right, Adam. Today we're looking at a blockchain and token known as Ethereum Classic, known by the ticker symbol ETC, which might be a bit confusing since it's similar to its cousin, Ethereum, ticker symbol ETH, which is about 25 times larger in terms of market value and attracts a much larger community of developers and investors who focus on the Ethereum blockchain. Ethereum Classic is an open source blockchain platform for running smart contracts and decentralized applications, similar to Ethereum. But it's called Ethereum Classic because it actually represents the blockchain that remained following a split off in 2016 by the main Ethereum community. That happened after the so-called DAO hack, where an Ethereum-based venture fund raised $150 million in Ether in an April 2016 initial coin offering, only to have many of those tokens stolen just a few months later when a hacker exploited a bug in one of the DAO's smart contracts. According to Massari, the split happened after a contentious disagreement arose in the Ethereum community on how to address the theft. Some leaders argued that reverting the chain, thus erasing the hack from the network's history, was necessary to preserve the longevity of Ethereum. The other side reasoned that not reverting was a core aspect of the blockchain ethos and refused to accept a ledger rewrite. The divided opinion led to a contentious split of Ethereum into two separate blockchains, and the legacy chain that did not reverse its transaction history was rebranded to Ethereum Classic. Well, Adam, nearly 4 years later, Ethereum Classic somehow continues to live on, even though its market capitalization of about $626 million is just 1/25 of that of the $15 billion or so of Ethereum. Perhaps unsurprisingly, the Ethereum Classic community has a legacy and reputation of stressing the core principles of censorship resistance and, most prominently, immutability. That said, Ethereum Classic, despite this sort of hardcore blockchain mentality, does occasionally undergo upgrades. CoinDesk's Will Foxley reports that Ethereum Classic successfully completed a hard fork on Sunday, known as Agartha. What's interesting is these upgrades are largely made to keep Ethereum Classic more interoperable with Ethereum, which Foxley calls its sister chain. And of course, Ethereum, which has become a hotbed for development of smart contracts and decentralized financial applications, such as blockchain-based banks, undergoes routine upgrades, including at least two just in the past couple of months. According to Foxley, Ethereum Classic has engaged in efforts to rebuild community and technical ties between the two chains, including not just this latest Agartha update, but a previous update in September known as Atlantis. The point here, Adam, is that in the parallel world of cryptocurrencies, there are yet additional smaller parallel worlds that somehow managed to keep going long after many observers might have written them off as having been left behind.
Join us again on Tuesday for the next Markets Daily from CoinDesk. Whether you're a first-time listener or you've heard every single episode we've put out, we'd like to know what you think about the show, what you like, what you don't like, what you think we've totally missed but should be talking about every day or maybe at least every week. Email podcasts at coindesk.com with your thoughts, complaints, comments, and feedback, as that'll help us improve the show. Thanks for listening.